Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence, and we appreciate it very much. You know, folks, we're going to get Lee Branham on the phone here in a few minutes. We're still running him down. But one of the things that that he's been talking about lately, and he's going to talk about us when he joins us, is called behavior-based interviewing. And something that it's been fascinating to me over the last several years is how much is being learned about about human beings, about how we behave, about what we're suited for. You know, we have other folks, other experts on the show, Pearson Jane Howard. They've done a lot of work with us on personality at work and how you and I can actually screen for personality. We can determine not that we're not profiling at all. We're not talking about profiling at all. We're talking about making sure that you haven't hired someone who has an accountant personality, a detailed, kind of a methodical, analytical kind of a thought thinking kind of a personality, that you haven't asked that person to become a commissioned salesperson. Which typically, and this is just a fact, this is not some prejudice or bias on my part, it's just that typically takes a different kind of personality. And so, you know, you can actually take, there are profiles, there are tests, there are different systems that you can use to find out how the person that you're, what the person you're considering hiring is suited for, and to make sure that you don't put a square peg in a round hole. But this happens all the time in small business, and I wish I could tell you how many times I've seen the wrong person hired for the wrong job. Maybe it was the right employee. Maybe they'd make a great employee, but you've got them in the wrong place. And what I've actually seen before is I've seen somebody hire two great people, and they work for the company for a while and just not work out. But because they were, you know, they were such good humans and good, so loyal to the company, somehow they muddled around and figured out that person belongs in the other job, and the person in that job needs the other one. They swap jobs. They literally flip jobs. And then they're off to the races. I've seen that experiment happen before. So when you're looking to hire someone, when you're considering bringing on a new person, in these days, there's more to hiring someone than just their experience, their education, and whether you like them or not. There actually are things that you can test for, that you can evaluate, that you can know in advance. And by the way, I've taken those tests. I've actually, have taken them and I've gotten the results back. And a long time ago, I took one of those tests, and they came back and said, you're not right for what we have, the job we have for you. I didn't get the job because they were, I don't remember exactly what the deal was, but they said, you don't fit the profile that we want for this particular job. And so that, it was pretty rudimentary back in those days. Turns out they were wrong, because I took a similar job with another company, and I did great. So it turns out but that was a long time ago. We've learned an awful lot about how to put the right person in the right job, about making sure that you don't just hire someone who can fog a mirror, that you don't just hire somebody who can talk a game. And let me tell you something else. Just because they had that job in another company doesn't mean that they were right for that job then. In fact, if they're not working for that company now, that might mean something. It might mean that that's what happened, that they just weren't quite, they weren't right for that position. Somebody should have done a little better job. Now, the good news is you can find these programs, you can find these tests, these evaluations. They're pretty easy to find. You can do it all online, 100% online these days, and they're not that expensive. So check it out. We'll take a quick break. More to come after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.